Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 2, Episode 10.
Hey!
Double digits!
Yeah.
Yes, double digits.
Yes.
Flying. Today I'm joined by David Reese.
It's me. Hey.
Yeah.
Every year, every week, different thing.
Every year, every week, year. Different thing.
He's not wrong.
You know the saying.
Over on the other side is Max Smith.
Yeah, it's me. Every year, every week, different thing.
Oh you're taking his catchphrase there, mate.
So a lot of people in the comments fuming about my catchphrase.
It's horrible that you sabotage his catchphrase.
Oh my god!
Why don't we just buy a mixer and press start and stop ourselves? Yeah. You know, at this point.
I could do it. Look, beep. Oh. Done. Yeah. Joe has just become, you know, obsolete.
We're having laptop issues. I'm sorry.
We.
We're in the same boat. We go down the ship together.
Nah, mate, I'm jumping off.
I'm pushing you off, Joe, and sailing off.
Floating on your body.
Jump on. God. Cheeky bastard.
This is what happens when I don't say my catchphrase. It just goes into chaos. So let's study the ship with hello there.
Boom. Oh no, shit, yeah, fuck you. Okay.
Steady the ship as well, that was good. Oh. That's good.
Nice, yeah. And Cameron Green. See Jimmy G in the house.
They can't hear this, but you can, you're alright.
Yeah, we all heard that, mate.
I'll speak to you again later. All right.
Oh, God, I don't know who that was for. But I hope you're safe and well.
They know.
Keep a tracker on him.
Cameron, you're here because Tom's had a COVID warning or something. He's had to have a test. Ooh. Results haven't come back yet. We don't take any risks.
No.
Dave's got enough diseases going on here. Poor
told
bugger.
You that in confidence.
I don't call it STI for nothing.
No, this isn't anything to do with STI, mate. This is STP.
God. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Sexually transmitted
penis.
What you call it? My sexually transmitted penis.
I had one, now I've got two.
Awful opening line.
Yeah. Jeez. You don't want that.
It's chaos from the off today.
Yeah. The floodgates have opened in terms of life. The streets are hustling and bustling.
Oh, tell me about it.
Raucous amounts of the public. I'm livid, you know. They just don't care for me.
No.
Walking by, walking in my way. Do they not know? Do they not know who I am behind this mask? They'll kick themselves.
Flashback to like a year ago. You're fucking about, you know.
What was that? What?
This is going to stop people getting in my way, baby. This is going to clear the streets for Stephen Tries.
At no point did someone fuck a bat.
It is commonly known.
Ate the bat.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I'm thinking of South Park.
Oh, that's AIDS with monkeys.
No, yeah. That's the in-betweeners. Oh, right. So, first of all, you've just gone out your way to crotch thrust. Okay.
For the listeners, it was a sensual experience for everyone involved.
As your penis rubs against your zip, they can hear that.
It really hurts.
Pristine condition. Yeah, no one fucked about.
Squawk, fucking hell.
Swimming around his room.
Swimming.
Fuck me.
Stroke.
Aquaman fucking a bat.
Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, it's lots going on. I went for a little jog yesterday, nice. As I've been accustomed to doing. And there's so many alcoholics out, you know.
Oh, that's awful.
Joe, who said you could laugh, mate? God.
Comedy.
You've made so many mistakes already. Joe's had a haircut, speaking of mistakes.
Barber's open for one day.
I hate it when I get the work experience going.
Is that why he's so depressed every time Joe turns up? They've sent him again! Sorry.
So nasty. Joe, sweet trim?
Yeah, good trim.
Was it busy?
Was busy. They had a PS5 in the barber's.
Oh, really? One of those ones, yeah. Do you want a beer? Is that the sort of vibe?
Yeah, PS5, Spider-Man.
Oh, good game.
The barber's got one hand on the controller. That explains a lot.
Never VR headset on.
Wow.
Shucks another lager, Joe.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is not my fault. I can't control it. It's doing an update. I can't control it.
Oh, no,
seriously,
God.
Just look up Sound Mixer. That's all we need, yeah.
Oh, well. I'm more than that.
Not if we get the edit right.
Sound mixer won't stop recording halfway through. Do you know what I mean?
It might do in our control, mate. In fact, it has done once. Gyms are open.
Yeah.
Oh, who's Jim?
Yeah, nice. It's chaos. But it's a sign of life that, you know, it might all be coming back. Then Boris Johnson says about lockdown 4, so...
Yeah. Hasn't he said, like, this time, like, he's not going back?
Oh, it's not like him to fucking lie, Dave.
Touché, touché.
Apparently, in Chile, they had, you know, a lot of vaccines there, but then they've gone into lockdown again. So the rumours are it could happen.
Yeah. If he can lie to his wife, he can lie to the general population.
Yeah. He fucks us, not her. satire to come, guys.
Enough of that.
Guys, I come here with a massive complaint. Another YouTube podcast called The Fellas did an episode that got over 1 million views. Big numbers, big numbers. Things we can only dream of at this stage. I dream of 50,000 views again. Yeah. Those are the days.
One day.
You don't know you're at the top of the hill till you're at the bottom of it crying. Anyway, they had these two lads on called Ollie Ball and Jacob. These kids, you know, being blown up on TikTok.
What are people watching?
TikTok stands for the countdown on the bomb.
The home of Al Qaeda training videos.
I mean, they do food reviews, for fuck's sake. Let's not tarnish them with this brush. Anyway, I skipped through a bit and they talk about YouTubers they liked, and then it turns out they're big fans of Stephen Tries, whoever he is. And they're from Bolton, you know. Dave,
up broad.
They were right under our noses and we let them slip. We let 1 million views slip away.
Jesus. Well, screw Kel Freezy.
No. Let's not be angry against them. Let's be angry with ourselves and our producer. You've let two hot shots from Bolton just get away, mate.
Do you want to get one next week?
No, it's too late now. Don't want to be their sloppy seconds.
Why?
Gone.
But sloppy seconds isn't a good thing, Joe. Fucking hell.
Can I come back for sloppy seconds?
I love sloppy firsts.
He's an Everton fan as well as Ollie Ball. I noticed that on a clip. And Cal Freese said he'd never met an Everton fan. And I was like, I literally spoke to you last week.
Yeah.
Well, then I was like, that's fine, you know. Yeah. I don't go around proclaiming my love for Everton. This is the look of a victim, which should give it away.
Speaking of Cal Freese, the Gymshark video's out.
Oh. Yep.
Cameron, you were there filming.
I was.
And then we caught you.
Oh, female changing rooms.
When we were driving away, Cameron was driving away, making a joke about putting a load of fart noises in when we were doing squats and stuff. And Max found the most hideous sound effect. should we put it in now?
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Joe!
We're going to put it in ourselves, you silly goose.
Oh, God.
Joe's boffed.
I have.
So, yeah, you put a load of these in, and then when it came to editing, I was like, we can't have that in. So I just left a tiny bit in, like the tiniest little... and then of course everyone's believing it's real. I feel bad.
It's human nature.
Exactly.
You know, so men fart, women fart,
animals fart in fear.
And lastly, in terms of, you know, things that don't involve you three,
Chris MD's video should be out now, and basically he was finding the best takeaway. Me and Chris had half of the World Cup, so we had four teams, basically. We had American, English, Japanese, and...
Mexican.
Nice. Yeah. So basically, this video, I had to have five takeaways. I was up and down the lifts, going to Deliveroo. The concierge were looking at me with disgust, going, you fat shit. There's kids in Africa starving. You're waddling through these doors.
He's got a bat in his pocket. What the fuck? Out my way, concierge. You're next. Do you not know who I am?
They don't.
I could have talked to Ollie Ball, for fuck's sake. That could have been me.
So we did it, and Indian takeaway won.
Whee!
It's okay.
Solid.
What upset me was we had we had Japanese versus Mexican on our side. I say Mexican wins here all day, every day. All because Japanese is just sushi. That's all they were on about. It's just, I was like, that's not even a takeaway. No, that is not a lunchtime meal.
Yeah.
All they've got is we're talking churros in Mexico. Yeah,
that's a threat for me. I know, if you don't shut up, we're getting a Japanese. Not what? As in like a person, just like as in
sure,
food.
Sure, yeah, yeah,
I mean, yeah, yeah.
You don't like rice and fish?
No, exactly, exactly.
He's got the fucking Yakuza on speed dial. All right, mate. Picks up KFC. Yeah, cheers. Right. Oh, arigato.
Well, I forget.
Great game. 5 stars.
So, to you three, what's your favourite takeaway?
The knowledge I get from doing this podcast.
See, Domino's. Can't go wrong with a Domino's.
Is that Italian?
It's more American, I'd say, isn't it? It's like American style.
American pizza.
Or McDonald's.
American then.
Yeah,
Max?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I usually go for quantity over quality.
Like this podcast.
Hey!
Series 2, episode 10.
Yeah.
End it! great question, Stephen. KFC bargain buckets.
American as well. Cameron, what about you?
All day sweaty kebabs. Like doner meat, full Greek. Covered in horrible sauce with sweaty chips. I could have
I'm disappointed with you three.
What's wrong with kebab?
Joe, would you ever venture into tapas?
Love tapas.
Yeah, see, love there's prawns. A bit of culture.
Spanish.
Who would have thought McGraw brings the culture here?
Garlic prawns. Oof.
There we
tapas
go.
McGraw.
Is that Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tapas.
Hey, issue with a lot of these though is that they're quite pricey. You know, you look at a tapas, £20 for a fucking bowl of
You're not
whatever.
Getting much for that. Totally agree.
Bowl of what?
But this is a treat, you know.
You're getting 3,000 calories in a doner kebab, fucking easy. Enough to feed a small family of elephants.
But you're not walking Kilimanjaro as you do it, are you?
You don't know me. You don't know what I do. You don't know what I've been through.
Yeah, if I've got money, sure, I'll get a lovely Chinese. But the issue is, I can make 6 burritos for like $7.
What a CV you have, mate.
Thank you very much.
The local burrito place, it's $7 for 1 burrito. I just do it myself.
Fair enough.
You're just eat brand deals. Just you stood in front of a camera going, lovely, but you know, everything they're doing here, give me 20 minutes. I'll do it all, drop it off at your house.
One thing I forgot to do is ask everyone how they are.
Hungry now, mate.
It's time to slag off a podcast. This week it's Grounded with Louis Theroux. Now, listen up, Louis. Nothing cool about being grounded, okay? No. Wait, in one sense of the word it is, but I mean in the other sense. You've been a bad boy, Louis Theroux. You did a documentary with Jimmy Savile and just let him off the hook. Go on, swim back into the ocean.
Why are you hanging around the schools of fish, Jimmy Savile?
Cameron.
Yes, mate?
You've always hated Louis Theroux. You've also done some journalism yourself.
That's true.
With that experience, what do you make of Louis?
To be fair, the whole thing he did with Chris Eubank, that was a bloody good laugh. The access he got to sit in Chris Eubank's pickup van and drive around Brighton just honking people. Have you not seen it?
Cameron, do you want to recreate that bit?
Will you be Eubank?
Oh, go on then.
So here I am in Chris Eubank's van. Do you know them, Chris?
Not really.
Well, you said you knew everybody here, Chris. No, why are you honking at everyone?
He's a stranger. They know Chris Eubank.
But Chris, you said a stranger is just a friend that you haven't met yet.
Rudyard Kipling said.
And then honk. Dave coming with a honk.
Honk if you're horny.
Don't step on my toes, mate.
Sorry.
Thing with Chris Eubank is he thinks everyone loves him. So he likes to make the impression of he's all cool and that.
Everyone does love him. Yeah. No one loves Louis Theroux.
I hate everything Louis Theroux's ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think he's scum.
Nice.
And no one listening to this should listen to his podcast. That's we should dent it a little bit.
Strong words.
Stick to not exposing paedophiles, mate. It's Speaking of which, Prince Philip's. No.
It's now time for the minute silence.
When Dave tells this story on his holiday in Benidorm.
Camera, we're having a minute silence, man.
Oh, we got a minute silence for Prince Philip.
Yeah, edit that out.
Sorry about it.
Dave, you're.
Jesus.
You should know better.
Would you watch Captain Philip if Prince Philip played Tom Hanks?
That'd be class.
Maybe a young Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Doctor Who played young Prince Philip.
Oh, Matt Smith.
Matt Smith. That's the one.
He's from Manchester. Could have got him on the podcast.
Yeah.
But,
well done, Joe.
Nice one, Joe. Instead, we got a counsellor.
Fuck.
We backed the wrong horse. Yeah.
Fucking Jeremy Ponsman.
Sexiest guest we've ever had.
My yeah, it was sexy. Yeah, it was. Anyway, so yeah, Prince Philip died last Friday.
Yeah.
Not a bad day to die because it's the weekend, so people aren't too down.
No.
Mm-hmm. just a thought I realised. I was getting a taxi to football and the radio played Dancing on My Own and then Adele. I was like, this is miserable. It's a Friday. Yeah, ready for the weekend. Yeah. And then Joe, who was an expert in the radio game, he said, yeah, they're not allowed to play anything upbeat.
Well,
and they cancelled a lot of TV shows as well.
The Chase
was cancelled. Not like forever, just for that day.
Yeah.
Do you hear Radio City in Liverpool dedicated Halo by Beyonce to Prince Philip after it happened?
Jesus.
Oh, dear me. Apparently, he died in the Queen's arms.
Oh, that's nice.
Really?
Is that a pub?
Oh, for fuck, you've really put it on. That's the only thing I came pre-prepared with. You're taking the piss. You're taking the piss.
Did that for you, Philly?
When are we doing this minute silence? I'm fed up.
You left your pause too long. He was on it. That was your minute silence.
God's sake.
Then, in much more important news, Khloe Kardashian had a picture leaked of her in a swimsuit, unedited.
Oh, no.
That'll be what did it, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, Prince Philip saw it.
Phil saw it. Oh,
bloody catfish.
But yeah, so she had a picture of her in a swimsuit.
Mm.
It looks like a completely normal picture, but because she edits everything, or her team does, she had this big
kerfuffle.
Yeah, because it was an unedited picture. And you just got to think, you know.
I thought they were all famous for having big kerfuffles. The bottoms. Yeah.
Oh, bottoms. I was thinking of breasts.
Yeah, same.
Oh, could be either.
It's just insane, isn't it? You know. Everything you look see online is fake.
Not everything. This is real, man. Yeah. This is real.
I thought these were dreams I had.
Jesus Christ, wake me up. Wake me up.
Pull the plug. it is mad the amount of editing that goes on. Was it when you look at a picture of the... Did they release an edited version of the picture?
So I don't think there is an edited version of the picture because it was just like her nan or something took the picture.
Was she very different, if that makes sense?
It's just how she smooths the skin and makes everything look like that. It's just, I think... You've got to be more real with the world.
Yeah, I think it's a shame that, you know, obviously people feel
self-conscious.
Like
I guess if you're in the public eye, but editing your pictures and having a young following, stupid.
Yeah.
I sometimes edit my pictures to make me look tanned. Yeah. Is that such a crime?
I sometimes edit
everything.
Here's
where I go too far, Cameron. Yes, with that face. it's now time for Guess the Headline.
Ooh.
You can tell me to look at quite surprised, to be honest.
Headline news. Woman cuts off husband's penis twice, then throws it out the window.
Ooh.
Just to add insult to injury.
Cuts it off twice. India.
Dave?
I guess.
I'm going to go to the same area. Mongolia.
Right. We're going to teach you some geography later.
Some crazy American thing must be America.
Okay. Dave was closer.
What?
With China. So basically, a woman, her name was Feng Lung. She found out that her husband, Fan Lung, was sending racy emails to another woman.
Emails? Racy emails? Fucking hell.
Back in the Age of Our Lord 2013.
Did he sign it off thinking of you? You prig. I'll have your cock off twice.
To whoever this may concern.
How did she get it off twice? So,
all right, so, right, so what happened was she snipped it off with scissors whilst he was sleeping.
Oh, mate, that's true.
And then I don't know how, but he gets it surgically put back on in the hospital.
Great surgeon.
And as he's recuperating, she went into the hospital room, cut
she
it off
was
again.
The surgeon.
It was me all along. And then cut it off again.
Got your nose.
And then, yeah, cut it off again, threw out the window.
Of the hospital.
I'd have to assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the poor Getty's parked his car outside.
What have these seagulls been eating? Fucking hell.
To quote my doctor, that's a bad set of lungs.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
That's headline news there. Yeah, headline. That's awful, though.
Cut it off twice.
Yeah. Surely there's a restraining order after the first one. Don't let her near me.
Well, I think it has to be attached quite quickly after.
Right.
I think this would be in like hours after it happened.
For a racy email.
I know.
Yours sincerely and hornily.
That's mad.
Don't cheat, guys.
And also don't cut off penises if you haven't been cheated on.
Yeah.
Just live a better life.
Exactly. Just dump them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not dump their penis out the window.
Oh. Yay! Well, that was great. Very good headline news there.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. You seem so surprised.
That was actually fun.
A little pun there, though. It was tasty. It's now time for Babble.
Yay!
Babble. You got a song for them, yeah.
I'm forever blowing babbles.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty babbles in the air. They fly so high, they teach me to speak Thai.
Nice.
It's a language one, Cameron.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, okay.
Cameron, did you do a language at school?
French for a bit.
You should have said we there.
Oh, would have failed your exam. I quit, I just stopped doing it.
Did you?
The teacher said that the flats my nan lived in were audible, and I just started crying and was like, I'm not doing this anymore, and left.
What, in French or just in English, did you say that?
She could have said anything, and I thought that's what she was saying in French, to be fair. just ran off. Je ne sais pas. Just pegged it.
Yeah. Just pegged it.
This'll show you.
looks like we're both getting a D for this. Anyway, so I'm going to get into the ad read now. Anyway, thanks to Babbel for sponsoring this podcast. Even after last week when I insulted you for creating a podcast, I'm glad you saw past it.
Yeah.
Babbel teaches real-life conversations, and you learn through interactive dialogues, speech recognition technology, which helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent.
Oh, there you go.
Do they do it in English? Dave asks. I'm joking. Lessons are lovingly created. Oh, yeah. Forgot that. Nice. By over 100 language experts. What does that mean?
Real people.
That's so true, Max. Yeah. I could do with that during lockdown, actually. Mm. Not speaking to real people. So you learn useful vocabulary and not meaningless phrases. Babbel has recently launched their own learning podcasts. So you can brush up on your Spanish or French while cooking or exercising. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian and German. The teacher method has been proven to be effective across multiple studies. That's good. That is good. That's what you want.
Exactly. Statistics.
Yeah, mate. Mm-hmm. Babbel is available as an app or online, and your progress will be synced across all devices. Right now, Babbel is offering our listeners 6 months free. That's half a year, Dave.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. With a purchase of a 6-month subscription with promo code
Stephen.
Yeah, just Stephen. Yeah. Don't hit the air. Go to babbel.co.uk/play and use promo code
Stephen.
No, don't hit the air. On your 6-month subscription. That's babbel.co.uk/play. Promo code
Stephen.
Oh, you nailed on the third one. Thank you, Babbel. It is now time for everyone's favourite segment. It's Reliable Source.
Reliable Source.
Nice.
Let's calm down, because we've got to be focused for this. One word segment. This week's source is... mint.
Pucker.
Niche.
Different. That's lovely. Well done, guys.
Well done.
I know people have it on their roasts.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Mint sauce is horrible, I think.
I'm it's just nice for I love it. Homemade, like, kebab shop chicken.
What are you up to with your kebabs?
All sorts. You get into the bottom of your kebab obsession. Podcast. Take me straight for some help.
It's an intervention.
Can we stop at takeaway? Help yourself!
Do you know what I find mad? Horseradish.
What's radish?
Hot radish.
God, the that's not this week's.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Mate. I'll move on. Thank you, Max.
Next thing. Some horse in Redditch thinking, he knows me. He's noticed me.
All right, this week's talking point, as we're number 10, not in the charts. Dear God. Dear God. As this is episode 10, I've gone for something big, something impressive. Ooh. It's Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
and it is our Mount Rushmore for comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
To make this clear, we are going to pick our four people who we think represent comedy best. Mm. They're four staples of comedy in our lives. Go on, Max, you take it away.
Number one, Dan Harmon.
Who's that?
He wrote Community. One of the writers.
You've gone for a writer.
Mm. Oh, he does a podcast as well, which has ended, which is why I'm grateful.
Good, yeah, yeah, well played.
The fact it's over when we started ours is amazing. He's just a really good writer. He likes the stuff I like. And I just think, you know, it's that relatability.
I've seen that's a common theme when I was going through, why do I like them?
Yeah.
It's stuff you can relate to.
Exactly.
Yeah, an old man flying around in a spaceship, who can't relate?
Number two is Tim Heidecker.
Don't know again.
Very sort of surreal comedy, if you're into that sort of thing. That was the time I was sitting down at my uncle's house and I was watching the TV and his show came on, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. Came on and it was like a breath of fresh air
in
this old comedian's lungs. It was just, it spoke to me in ways that other comedies, you know, haven't.
Okay, what's he done apart from Tim and Eric?
Tim and Eric, he was in. You've seen Us, is it the Jordan
the
Peele
horror.
One?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got a YouTube show, which also deals with movie related stuff.
Okay, nice. Cool.
Yeah, so he's an all-rounder. He's, you know, he's got a lot of strings to his bow.
Number three.
Number three, Gway. Bugs Bunny. Number three, God, I thought about this. Brian Dave,
what a guy.
No, I looked at Dave.
Call, he's
I
always
at
cracking
Dave
wise.
And it threw me off.
Brian Dave.
I looked at Dave and it threw me off.
Fucking hell, Brian Dave's in. We're in for a, in for a good time.
Okay, so I was thinking of like YouTube-based ones.
Okay.
And I thought, Stephen tries, but obviously...
I thought you
would do that, so...
I haven't.
Brian David Gilbert, he's really funny.
I don't think he's making it on. I'll be honest with you.
Well, he's really good.
When you hear the big hitters that are coming up.
Fucking Lee Evans, definitely. Kevin Bridges. Me.
I do love fart jokes. Can't see past them.
Last but not least, Paul F. Tompkins.
So what does he do?
American guy. Great at stand-up. Great at being funny. Hmm. What more do you want? I think those are my four.
I only know one of yours.
I've not seen the work of any of them.
Mm. That's all right.
Apart from Us.
Everyone's different. Everyone's got their own things that they like.
There are not a lot of big names. I know Tim Heidecker in that one.
I don't really watch a lot of big like comedy, you know.
Yeah.
Stand-up, to be honest. I don't really watch a lot of stand-up anymore, to be honest.
Who would be your favourite stand-up?
Tim Heidecker.
Dave.
Me. Ah, right. So, going in order, the fourth, Russell Kane.
Cameron,
that's me.
You brought for this
That's why I didn't go for the heavy hitters.
I'm excited for except for my four to just be on Mount Rushmore. Go on, Dave.
Yeah, Russell. Oh. My dad always makes the same joke of you can always spot a British English person on holiday. And Russell Kane,
you're looking in the mirror.
Done a joke about it.
And you got a Union Jack painted on your face.
Russell Kane done a joke about it, and it's spot on. And when I watched that, I was just in tears.
Yeah.
Just because of how accurate it is. And that joke alone earned him a fourth place spot.
Okay.
He's killed Steve's very soul.
The way he's looking away. Like, if
fellow Southerner as well, so you've got to love him.
Number three
in third spot is the Flight of Conchords, if you've ever heard of them.
Flight of the Conchords, yeah. And they're very good.
Yeah, they're a duo.
They're very good.
They're hilarious. They're from New Zealand. Absolutely brilliant.
One of them writes What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, he did write
Jermaine Clement.
Jermaine Clement.
I think I've seen him.
That's so funny, that film.
He's in Moana. You ever seen Moana? Yeah. He's the crab in Moana.
All right.
There you go.
I've seen what Cameron just referenced, though, because Cameron's watching it.
So funny.
They're class. I've seen them live. Fantastic. Yeah. They wrote their own TV show as well.
Flight of the Conchords. Yeah, great show. Yeah,
brilliant show. up in second position is brilliant. Absolute, like, masterclass. Jim Carrey?
Jimmy Savile.
Gary. No, Jimmy.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be like an actor, I want to be a Jim Carrey kind of actor. Like, very over
insane, annoying to be around.
Yeah. You've got it. But everything he's in just has me laughing, apart from the Sunlight one, which is quite depressing.
Oh,
but,
I remember you laughing away at Sonic the Hedgehog 1 last year.
My favourite film. This whole thing. In 1 year, he done Dumber and Dumber, Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber.
And I forgot the third, but there was another. The Mask. In 1 year, all three of them films come out.
He was getting $20 million a film for a while.
Ridiculous. And obviously, number one spot, my boy, Lee Evans. The reason why I got into comedy, the number one man.
Okay. What is it about Lee Evans?
It's just his stage presence. The way I love the slapstickness of it.
Yeah, very dark, physical.
Exactly, very, and the noise effects, the sound effects. Sorry, outstanding. I could watch him for a whole week, the same one, and still laugh at the same points. He's a master.
You need help, Dave.
Go shut that fucking up now.
I've watched Lee Evans. I think he's good.
Oh, he's reason why I got into comedy.
Yeah.
So,
he is entertaining.
Yeah, massive hero.
I'd say the only thing is maybe that the performance is that, like, amazing, but then the writing isn't as funny.
As
other comedians.
He relies a lot on his sound effects and the voices he does. Yeah. Which, punchlines aren't the greatest. It's just the way he delivers
it.
That makes sense.
He is very good.
Mm.
See Jimmy G.
I've just literally had a thought about one of mine. But first of all, you know, if I could have my way, I'd just make it one giant statue of Bernard
Roy
Manning.
Roy Chubby Brown.
Even better, mate. Bernard Manning. Just have Bernard Manning and a big speech bubble of every offensive, horrible joke he's ever made. I'm going to get lambasted for it, but you can't look past having Peter Kay for Phoenix Knights and Max and Paddy. Some of it's Peter Kay.
Stand
come
up.
On.
Yeah.
Garlic bread. Garlic bread. Come on, you don't get a statue for garlic bread. What can you get one for? You might know this. Do you know Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
Yes, very
was
good.
That written by what's his name?
It was written by the guy that did who played Garth Marenghi.
Right.
The production company basically went, "Fuck you, this is ours now," and took it away from him.
Got to be careful who you get into bed with.
Right, well, flight man's on. I think his name's Matthew Holness. I'll have him on because Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is so funny. If you get the chance to watch, like, 20 minutes an episode, and it's made to look like it's proper shit, like the stuff going by on strings.
What else has he done?
Do you know who he plays? You know, in The Office?
Yeah.
The IT guy.
He plays the IT guy.
Yeah.
But he quit the business because the production company took everything from him.
Yeah.
So he's like,
very nasty.
Maybe he was out of juice.
Mike Myers for Goldmember and Austin Powers. Yeah. The writing on them, like...
I think what he did after that, though, that's
he did. He's
it.
Done Shrek.
Love Guru.
I thought he committed a crime or something.
He's done some duds after that, though.
But I mean, the classics, the Austin Powers. If Austin Powers came back now... I could see them going supernova again. Everyone just falls straight back in if they're any good.
I loved him. I think they had the time, and they're great for a certain generation, but people nowadays don't even get the James Bond references.
That's true.
Great series.
You'll be waiting a long time for next one. For my final one, seeing as Annabelle's a stand-up.
Have you done four?
Have I? No.
Bernard Manning, Peter Kay.
I can't put Bernard Manning on, I'm not allowed.
Well, no one said you're not allowed.
If anyone thinks I like Bernard Manning, I'm cancelled. I'll stick Annabelle on it so it looks a lot nicer.
Okay.
She is a comedian as well.
Very nice.
Very nice, yeah. Very romantic, yeah.
Someone's on a dry spell at the minute. Okay.
Fuck off, Dave.
So first up, I'm going to go from number one, Steve Coogan, because doing it for years, and yeah, the character Alan Partridge is probably his best thing.
Yeah, after that, just fuck me.
Oh, no, have you seen oh, what's it called?
Around the World in the 80 Days.
Fucking hell. Give me a break. The other guys, he's great in The Other Guys.
More like Alan Partridge, Alpha Crapper. Fuck off.
Yeah, good film, though.
Well, everyone's a bit of a cunt sometimes.
Steve Coogan, yeah.
Steve Coogan, yeah. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Very good. Created probably the best character I've seen. Next up is Kevin Bridges, best stand-up I've seen.
I've not really watched a lot of his stuff. What sort of stuff does he do?
So he's very much relatable for me.
Right, okay.
And I think our generation.
Yeah.
In terms of what he talks about. Like he'll talk about, obviously, bigger things, but then talk about Danny Dyer's series and all that shit and how much of a knobhead he is.
Yeah.
He also does stuff on like current affairs. So he was talking about Greece back when they were borrowing a load of money and never going to pay it back, and he was talking about how he's got mates like Greece and
nice. Yeah.
And he talks about house parties, stuff growing up around 2014 or 17.
Okay,
it was one of those two. That's the biggest comedy DVD, like stand-up wise.
Oh, well,
at least in the UK. So they're my main two.
So Stevie, Kevin.
Yeah. Steve Coogan, I haven't really done justice because Dave started going on about cunts.
Do you know what? I have to say, one of my favourite things he's actually done, I think Alan Partridge is great, but The Trip.
I'm a massive fan
of The Trip.
And that's...
That's incredible.
Is that meant to be real?
Is it? They call it a cock and bull story where they play up to the public's perception of them. So he plays a big sort of arrogant twat in it and really full of himself.
I love his improv, isn't it, I think? That's very good.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.
Nice.
So there's two.
Yeah, nice.
I'm struggling here. Because I like quite a lot of people.
Because we've got to make room for Russell Kane.
One that we haven't mentioned, well, actually the next three we haven't mentioned, got Lee Mack, who I saw live, and he's just the speed on, in terms of audience interact, it's ridiculous. It's like scary. I like to think I'm witty, but then when I see that, I'm like, oh God, he's incredible. And Ricky Gervais. But Ricky Gervais, in terms of The Office, extras, and his stand-up, I think is great. But... how much of that is Stephen Merchant? Because I've watched his recent stuff, like Derek and...
Fuck me.
What's the other thing?
I like Derek.
Derek Afterlife.
Like Derek. Yeah, but it's nothing on The Office in terms of a comedy.
True. The worst thing he's done by a fucking mile is The Road, the new David
Life
Brent
on the
film.
Road, yeah.
Fucking hell.
That wasn't great.
Is that the one with Doc Brown?
Yeah.
Stephen Merchant should have been a part of it. He wasn't.
Okay, this one who I think is going to make it into my top four is Sacha Baron Cohen. He's been big since, the 90s?
Yeah. Not for me.
Ali G is amazing. You know, to do that character, it's still work now. He's got Borat. He's done a couple of duds, Grimsby. Not great.
I'm
not
actually seen... quite like Grimsby with the elephant.
It's fart humour, you know.
Yeah.
And then
doesn't mention garlic bread enough for me.
Which makes me fart.
No, I mean, yeah.
It's all coming together.
Garlic bread.
I think with him, one of the best things he does is where he exposes people.
Well, yeah, I mean, to interview Donald Trump and all these experts, but to hold it together and stay in that character that takes something.
Yeah. That's insane.
So we've had so many suggestions here.
Yeah.
If you could only put one forward, who are you going with?
Lee Evans.
Okay.
I'll go Matthew Holness, I reckon.
Tim Heidecker.
I'll just go Steve Coogan. Tom would probably go Stuart Lee.
So it looks like we're going with the giant Bernard Manning.
Maybe.
Bernard Manning with some garlic bread. We're all on the same page.
I say we may stick this to the listeners and see who they go with. Have all the names we've mentioned, not Bernard Manning. We'll have the 20, and you can pick your four, whichever four make it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Yeah, let us know who your four on Mount Rushmore would be, and why. All right.
Definitely why.
We move on to Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
That I do, baby cakes, that I do.
All right.
Dave, you are detective.
Yes, I. Right, okay. We'll go with the special guest.
Thank you.
Start her off.
I was once sick on the buffet while I was on holiday.
Okay, okay. Max Mono.
My granddad has the patent for the one squirt hose.
Steve?
I've only recently learned how to wash my bum bum.
Okay, okay. So Cam, fire us off.
God knows if I can remember where I was on holiday, because this is like when I was 7 or 8, but I was a very fussy eater. So I was living off like Twix, chips and bread, because I'd go to this all-you-can-eat buffet and look at it and think, oh, this all looks grim. And because they weren't McDonald's chicken nuggets, I wasn't interested in the chicken. So I was sick one day by the pool, and then of the evening, thought it was all out. My family were like, you've took this too far. We're on here all-inclusive for 2 weeks. You can't just live on chips, bread and Twix.
Yeah.
So
Twigs?
Twix.
Twix shop bars.
No wonder you're sick.
They're looking foreign, so we're like, El Twixel.
Me and Bear Grylls, we go way back.
And I went and looked at the all-you-can-eat buffet and just all the stuff that I didn't want to eat, and just the thought of it made me like gag.
So you threw up on the food?
Yeah, well,
so what did they do?
I was eating a bit of bread on the way around, which I shouldn't have done, because that probably just gave me the fuel to be sick again. So it just, everyone sort of stopped. There was a big chunk of, you know, the all-you-can-eat thing that was just wiped off.
Looks like a fucking nest.
The staff weren't that fussed.
The crows, they're coming.
Just go with the Twix.
Then what was the what were the people waiting, queuing up for the buffet like? Were they?
I was only a little kid, so they weren't so bothered. Fast. But my family were mortified, obviously, as you would be. Yeah, I ate some fruit instead for my tea that night, and went to bed. Yeah, played on one of those, you know, the grabber things as that kept me going.
Your uncle. All right.
He was grabbing me twigs.
Okay, Max.
Hello, mate, you're right.
So you were with your granddad?
No. Well, I mean, I have been in the past in my life. Great times. You know, sad about what happened. He's got the patent for the one squirt hose.
Oh, right.
Which, if you've ever been to...
I know a few hoses that squirt ones.
Yes.
I say a few, I don't know any.
It's so true. So basically, he made a hose which is good for transporting water around.
Right. That's what they're good for.
You just fill the bucket with water and you can use... So with a normal hose...
Fuck me! It's my granddad's legacy here!
With most hoses, you need to attach them to a water faucet to get water coming through. But this is like, it's got its own sort of like portable water system with it. Mm. It's quite boring. Not great to see even eyes, to be honest. But I've run out of stuff.
It's not boring if you work at JML.
Well, Robert Dias, they fly off the shelves.
Okay, so I think I know who it is, but Steve?
Oh, yeah. I've recently learned how to wash my bum properly.
Okay, nice, okay. And how did you learn that?
He asked his dad nicely.
I'll show you.
Zoe said, "Do you not wash your arse in the shower with your hand?" I was like, no. So she said, "And you put shower gel on your hand and just put it in between your bum like any other body part, not up the bum." Then I always thought, "Oh, then your hand's dirty. Yeah. You just wash it in the shower like anything else." I was like, oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So was this very recently? Very recently.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, nice.
I don't want anyone to think I've got a mucky bum here, but that went straight up my head. how do you figure that?
So Joe, when you put shower gel on your hand and you're going to wash anything, like your armpits?
No, I use a loofah.
You use a loofah?
Yeah.
Right. Idris Elba coming round.
I was thinking of the devil.
Stick me on Rushmore now.
So I don't use a loofah. I'm just a lad. So I just use my hand. So when I go like that with my armpits.
Yeah. That's sensually as well.
So then you do it on your bum.
Yeah.
What I used to do was squat over the shower head. sort of
with your granddad's tool, yeah? Your granddad's tool squirting up your arse, exactly. Yeah? Exactly. More than one square that day, man.
No one dear arse is going to stuck together like Velcro.
I thought I knew who it was.
Is that why you had to do the gardening and your grand's cardigan? Get him out there, will you? We can put this
on. Don't put them shears back in the shed, we'll need them.
We're going to need a two-square hose for this job.
Cameron's going around get the twigs after he's starving.
Okay, so Cam's lying. And I think Max is lying. So, Steve, I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, I kind of gathered because you have less information than you usually do, Max.
Because you didn't ask any fucking questions.
Yeah, you didn't ask questions to me.
You just sat there going, Max.
Right.
I had a whole backstory. You know, yeah. It was in Berlin that he got it from.
I thought it was just a bit too insane. And Cam, the way you read it out, he was like, yeah, I did this.
Well, I never. Some elements of mine were actually true.
I was looking out for body
language. You did go on holiday? You have eaten bread?
Lived off just Twix bread and chips on holiday?
Twix?
Well, can we all just congratulate Stephen?
Oh, yeah, for that. That's a clean my bum.
Yeah. And the other reason in is because I do that as well, so...
Do you do it? Yeah.
I do it.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I wash my bum.
And Cameron, you don't. No. You're just a loofer.
Idris has been busy for weeks. I mean, poor mother dealing with my skids in the wash.
Oh.
So there we are.
Busy on Suicide Squad, hasn't he? Coming to the Poo-icide Squad next week. Sort me out.
Suicide Squad.
What is this? Some kind of Poo-icide Squad?
Final question on comedy is, who's your least favourite comedian?
Fucking Lee Nelson.
Lee Nelson.
Bin him.
Does anyone talk so high pitch? Cockney.
Yeah, bro.
He had a cap was. On.
Yeah,
he's got a friend called Omelette.
Dad, didn't he do like something with the people, like his TV show, something people?
Yeah, he's done other stuff. Oh, wait, so that show was on BBC Three.
That's it. Yeah.
And I think I saw it after an episode. What was that really? Anything of BBC Three just been it, but.
Family Guy.
What's it called? 2 pints of
lager and a pack of crisps.
All right. Boring as fuck.
And then Runcorn, that.
Bad for Runcorn.
It's not going to help Runcorn.
That's like Runcorn's claim to fame. You just ticked off the entire town of Runcorn.
Very few places make St. Towns look like New York, but Runcorn does that.
Yeah. Wow, you got a Wilco's. Cafe Nero and Starbucks.
You live in Lush here.
Oh, they've got glass here. We don't have that back in Runcorn.
The world of glass.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Lee Nelson. Okay. I think he's got a bit more about him than Lee Nelson.
I saw that on BBC Three one time.
Yeah.
I like his football character. That's quite funny.
Jason Bent.
Jason Bent, yeah. That's it. That's apart from that,
I think there's better comedians that don't have shows than him.
Mm.
Dave?
Michael McIntyre for me.
Ooh.
Don't find him very funny at all.
Fair play.
He does like make me laugh every now and then, to be fair to him. Like, if someone's chucking it on and I see a clip, I will laugh, like, if it's funny.
Yeah.
But there's some, I could watch a whole thing and just not laugh for the majority of it.
Cameron, least favourite comedian?
I mean, it's a shame I don't watch too much comedy anymore, you know. Yeah. I did used to hate and still can't be doing with. Remember who was massive, got their own film? That Fred guy, I don't even count
the YouTuber.
He, as like a comedian, went massive just for speeding up the way he spoke. Okay. Then he went on iCarly, so he was living the dream back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he basically called out everyone on iCarly for making internet beef like 10 years in the past. Gosh. In the episode, he manufactures internet beef with Carly. And then it gets them loads of views. And you think, Nickelodeon, cotton that, you know, years and years ago. And everyone's still falling for it today.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Who is your least favourite comedian?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. One guy who always comes to mind is Patrick Keelty, who I think I saw him live at the Apollo. I watched it and I was like, what the fuck was that? Just that, no real jokes. Paddy McGuinness is a stand-up. Awful.
Oof. I didn't even know he did stand
exactly.
up.
Exactly. As a stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if he was, if he didn't have the other stuff, I don't think he'd be a stand-up. I think he is funny, but as a stand-up, no. Yeah.
Mm. As a presenter, good. Yeah. Stand-up.
It's one of them, isn't it? Being friends with like a big-time comedian, you know, just pointless, isn't it?
Mm.
Speaking of terrible comedies, we now have IMAX!
What up, guys? It's me, IMAX. Today we're talking to Bo Burnham, getting an in-depth look into how he feels about the whole situation.
Does he feel like we're all past it now?
I'd already forgotten.
Well, fucking cast your mind back a week. A literal fucking week.
That was so long ago.
I was going to get Bo Burnham on, and then we've squashed the beef. Everything's sorted now.
Right. I'm thinking about Gibby from my college.
Gibby. Get him on my
Why are we moving on to fucking Gibby? Fucking Gibby. No. We got to fucking reminisce about all the bad stuff that's happened to IMAX these last few weeks. Hear that, folks? That's the sound of a sad abuse segment being ripped off by the so-called most listened to podcast in the UK. Hear that, gang? That's the sound of the artiste, shocked and appalled his hard work is being stolen and repackaged by the so-called Spotify darlings. Hear that, Hearney? That's the sound of the audience, having subpar reviews shoveled into their ears, hungry for some decent content for once. And that sound? That's me putting this all to rest, once and for all. That's right, nerds. IMAX is here to save the sanctity of the podcast segment, one bullet at a time. Now, put your hands together for our guest, Mr. Bo Burnham. It's wonderful to have you here on my segment, Bo. When did you realise what side you'd fight for in this war?
I knew pretty quickly.
Of course you did. All I am is a nubile petite man, being threatened by the industry fat cats at the top.
That makes me so angry.
So, I've noticed the Jack Mates Movie Club podcast get more views than the IMAX podcasts. Any advice on how I get my audience back?
The system is rigged against you. Your hard work and talent will not pay off.
Wait a minute. Let me look at those cards. Is this Jack Mates handwriting?
No, I have no idea.
You two-timing bastard. I'll fucking deck you, lad.
That seems sort of harmless.
What? Now you'll see why they call me Big Deck Smith.
Why?
Oh, wait, lol. Maybe I misheard everyone. To be honest, from what I've heard of Jack Mate, he may have a bigger audience, but I'll always have the bigger... Owie! What the hell? The audience is punching me now? Is this because I shot three of you at the beginning? Fine then. If it's war you want, it's war you'll get. Find out how this ends next time on IMAX. Ooh!
Get out, Max.
Yeah.
As a fan of both,
so shit. You gave people a week's notice for that. For you to massacre an audience who cheered you at parts.
I thought it was a race.
Go, come on, come mic down, get out. Go.
Do you ever feel ashamed to be friends with him?
When he has to get up the... Now we're a podcast member down. I need someone to save it, really.
Exactly.
Someone funny, a comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, would you like to find someone funny to come in?
I think I found the right person.
Oh?
Hello?
Hello, boys and girls! Hello. It's me, Bloody Buster!
Oh, we knew that from the voice.
Bloody hell! It's not like you've been waiting for me, is it?
No, definitely not.
No, I've just been doing an opening for Russell Kane, the cunt. I see you've kicked him off the poddy.
Well, no, he might have COVID.
He's
so
he's dying of Rona.
Oh, bloody hell!
Yeah,
I always said I was the one that was going to kill him after what he did to me. Do you remember?
No, what did he do?
Oh, fucking watch the podcast, you cunt.
So, how's everyone doing?
It works in every situation.
It does, yeah, yeah.
Ask me a situation, I'll see if it works.
You've just run over a small ferret.
Oh, bloody hell, you cunt. Why'd you run in the road?
What's the podcast, you cunt? Yeah. It's genius.
Yeah, it's fucking funny, that.
So, Russell Kane's agent will be happy. So, Buster.
Yes.
How's lockdown 2 or 3 been for you?
You know what? I've had to be doing these Zoom comedy shows.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't even know how to use the internet. All I know is to type in young boys on Google.
The Swiss football team.
Yeah. Yeah. Got me in a lot of trouble, though.
Why?
Too much. I've had the FBI knocking. I don't even live in America.
There's a buster.
Yes, talk to me.
You've been doing your comedy shows online.
Online, yes.
Many viewers?
Well, I had a very big one.
Yeah.
One fat guy. that was about it. Yes, it was. His name was Joe. So basically, no, it's, I was going to say Joe McGrath. But I'm allowed to say because I'm fatter than you. I'm allowed to take the piss out of people. So you're doing fat football. It's fine.
Joe, I'm so sorry about that. Buster usually wouldn't hurt a fly. So, Buster, your gigs have been to, well, just yourself and the reflection of the webcam, I imagine.
Oh, you fucking cunt. He's a fat guy and he thinks I'm talking about myself. No. My mother-in-law watches. No, I've got a new act. I've got a great new act. You probably noticed this, but my name's Buster.
Yeah,
I'm aware. After my DVDs, Buster Nuts didn't sell very well. I've had to
What did that involve? Sorry, Buster.
It was me giving away a load of Easter eggs and just waiting for the people to come back. That was a cool back to last week. Dave's Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You probably know if you listen to the fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sex things. Don't like to talk about it.
It's about sex.
Me having sex. Roger in a way.
An hour special then, was it?
Very funny. No, it was two.
2 minute feature.
And now I've got Busta Rhymes, my new rapping.
Oh, you're into rap, have you?
Yeah, really into rap.
Are you worried that the actual Busta Rhymes is going to say a bit similar to my name?
Don't know who you're talking about.
Busta Rhymes is a
who's that
successful rapper from America?
Over the pond.
Yeah.
It won't matter, will he? He lives miles away. At least 50.
Buster, yeah. The FBI are in America, and they had a problem with you.
Fuck.
They travelled.
True.
No, that's not true, is it?
You said it.
Listen to the podcast, you cunt.
Yes. You're funny. Fuck. You're like Russell Kane. You are. The same sort of hairstyle as well.
So, Buster, now that you're a Buster Rhymes.
Buster Rhymes. Yeah. Yeah. Get it right.
Now that you're a. I did.
Put some respect on my fucking name.
Now that you're a successful rapper.
Yeah.
Or plan to be.
Plan B. I know him. Nobody laughing at that. Fuck you.
Don't know America, but you know.
So basically, I've got this really cool trick.
Yeah.
Which I bring from my stand-up days. So you give me any 3 words.
Right.
I'll make it into a rap.
Of course, making your own raps is cheaper than buying them.
Well, exactly. Just ask, somebody else.
A bit of crowd work.
Can we give you some words to make into a rap?
Yeah. No.
Please.
No, go on.
Right, go on then. You...
Chump and door.
No, we each get one, Cameron.
You don't get one word for me, greedy cunt.
I'd taxi rub.
Rub.
Jumper.
And quavers.
I rubbed my jumper after eating quavers because of the crumbs.
Okay, so that's one line. That's the next line.
My baby, she's got a bad back. My baby, she's jumping on my sack.
Nice.
Love it.
Now, you want about your kids when you say my baby? Or?
Well, I've got a very hyperactive kid.
And a very sore ballsack.
Watching a lot of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
She likes to think she's like that Tigger.
Yeah.
And she likes jumping around the room. And one day she accidentally jumped an old sacky. That's what I call it. One of my kids. I've got 6 kids.
Yeah.
I think Jerry, his little baby boy.
Right.
Great comedy chops on him. Before I go, I'm going to tell you one of the jokes.
Just that Jerry says, go on.
Yeah, where? Watch mother-in-law and dad, no, dirty diaper gone coming. Don't know, but fucking throw them in the bin. They smell of shit.
That's great comedy chops.
Great comedy chops.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Buster, for coming in.
Yeah,
so
right. Much.
See you, Buster.
It's been a laugh.
Yeah. It's just the one.
Oh,
I guess it's time for the next segment.
Yeah?
And it is...
Days Raves! Days Raves! Gotta get those Days Raves!
He's angry.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh,
where did
he is.
Washing your bum.
Yeah. So, so, a few things. What do dentists talk about after you leave?
Ooh.
So, are they talking about your teeth, like business, or do they just go and slag you off?
Well, I'm sure we could ask one of the dentist assistants.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone out there could vouch for us and say,
"Yeah,
yeah,
this is what we talk about."
Mm,
it wouldn't be a complete study, but
no. What does a rhino sound like? Like you could.
There's a gladiator called Rhino.
Nah, like the animal form.
I think it's just a loud rumbling, like
is it like a horse?
Depends what.
All right, for listeners at home, Cameron just queefed.
That little penis.
What
the hell?
Little.
Urethra. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. For this is Max just discovered something.
And last but not least, no means least, did they make Blue Tack Blue, or was it just one of those happy accidents?
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You can get White Tack.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. But
is that a happy accident?
Is that a happy accident?
Oh yeah.
They accidentally changed the formula.
Was it even White Tack?
Yeah.
Whenever you find a piece of blue tack, it's always a nice little happy accident. You're never disappointed when you find a piece of blue tack.
Unless it's not sticky anymore and it's just been there.
You can eat it, can't you?
Thinking it.
Sorry.
Eat it, fart it out like a gun.
Oh.
Like a pellet.
You've been hanging around with Buster for too long.
I suppose you can.
Never too long with Buster.
Oh, I just thought we'd have another rave. Did any of you get told if you swallow chewing gum, it goes attached to your brain?
No, I've heard it stays in your body for 7 years.
Seven years.
Is that true, or is that just a...
I don't know. The fact that a lot of people have heard it makes me feel like there's some truth.
I'm interested in the dentist one, though.
I want to know what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a true rave.
It's me, they may say. Yeah. His fat arse as a news.
That sweat stain he's left.
Have you ever been getting your teeth seen to and you feel like there's like too much sort of spit in your mouth and then you sort of feel something squirt out?
No.
You never.
I like the hoof.
A bit underneath your tongue that can spout out.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'm really conscious of that happening and just like blinding a dentist.
I think that's what they tell you to spit in it.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Depends how long you proceed.
When they say that to Buster now, he just.
Can I say something about blue tack?
Yeah, you can.
It was made blue because kids thought, originally it was white, kids thought it was chewing gum, so they ate it.
Oh.
They made it blue for safety reasons.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Joe. Bye.
Thank you, Dave. Very good stuff.
Cheers, Dave.
Dave's raves.
You had those Dave's raves.
He's angry. Now we move on to, well, what would have been Tom Looney. But now he's been replaced by... Obscene Green.
I'll keep this mercifully short for
thank you,
so I don't get abuse.
God, thank you.
Right, for Obscene Green this week, I was tasked by Stephen to look up the history of comedy, and I thought, what more fun could it be in the style of a typical BuzzFeed article to discover which stereotypical characters of a Roman comedy we are?
Alan Padrigio.
So, Stephen would be the young man.
Yes!
Oh.
Lucky.
Often the ostensible hero of the play, but his great love prevents him from acting rationally. Therefore, he must rely upon a slave or ally in order to accomplish his goal. Which brings us neatly onto our next point. Max, the slave. Now, a slave can sometimes be a clever trickster, although often they're bumbling and frequent targets of ridicule.
Why did you just end on trickster?
Ridicule and abuse.
You know what? I would have said that for Max, but in this podcast setting, Joe, that's the...
Oh, well, no, Joe's coming up. Joe's coming up. So, Tom would be the old man. Maybe sometimes the neighbour or older friend of the young man, so they provide advice and help.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now we'll get on to Joe. Joe would be, in Roman, the leno, which is the pimp or brothel keeper.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this.
can be simply a neighbour or another source of conflict for characters. When other characters accuse him of his bad nature, he unashamedly accepts their rebuke. But on occasion, he makes dark threats, which the other characters know to fear.
Joe.
You're talking about kids choking on chewing gum?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Talking about kids chewing gum.
So, Dave. Dave, you would be the braggart soldier.
Yes, sir. Love that.
Often the target of a joke because of his cowardice and gullibility.
Yep.
The officer.
Well,
and, Cameron, who are you?
Now for me, finally, I'm the Meriatrix or the courtesan. Now, depending on which version's in the play, I can either be the object of desire, the ally, or the obstacle.
Do you come up with this list?
That's just so big, Jake, you know.
Yeah.
It can be any of those things. Object, very desire, true. An obstacle, a thrust into the camera for
definitely
very close
thrust.
Range.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is Obscene Green for the week. Hope
well done. Beautifully done.
You're welcome.
I educational. And entertaining.
Thank you.
Now we move on to Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max. Max.
To the max.
Put it to the max.
Na 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 na.
Maxi, Maxi, Max.
So true. My name is Ryan. I'm 18 and from Inverness. Recently, me and my girlfriend, it should be my girlfriend and I, so got another problem here for you, Ryan. I've decided to spice things up in the bedroom, so we decided to invest in a butt plug. Invest. Fucking hell. Go to the bank for a loan.
What's it for?
However, I accidentally left it out on my bedside table. Ooh. My dad saw it. Oh, my dad saw it when he came into my room and asked, what? Is that a new toy? I was mortified. At this point, I haven't washed it since my girlfriend just left. When I thought it couldn't get any worse, he said, not to worry, as my mum has one too. And that it's a reliable brand. I shut the door in his face and I couldn't bring myself to go downstairs for dinner that night. I'm still traumatised to my core. My mum now looks at me in a totally different way. My girlfriend is scared to come round to my house at the thought of seeing my parents. Please can the sex god Max himself help me make this situation better?
Oh God, this is a tough one.
Can I just raise a point?
Yeah.
So this is a quote from his dad.
Yeah.
As my mum has one too. That's technically his nan.
Oh no. Yeah, bloody hell.
Your nan loves that.
Sure. This one was...
He's got Christmas sorted, this lad. One door closes, another door opens.
Oh, mate.
Oh, Nan Summers.
Yeah,
very good.
There we go, beautiful.
Max, what would you do in this situation?
I think you just need to sit down with your dad. Probably not on the butt plug.
Ooh.
And
frigid. Should we act this out, Max?
There's four people involved.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Nice one.
It must be the girlfriend. Dave?
I'll be the girlfriend.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be my woman voice.
Mum and dad?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you want to be mum or dad?
I'll be mum.
Okay.
Okay, let's take it away.
Go on, Brian. Shove it up there.
What's going on in there?
We've been waiting all day for this. Three, two,
why are you
one?
Counting down? It's not bloody Thunderbirds.
Let me have a look. What's going on in here?
Oh!
Dad, get out! Get out!
Oh, I might Jesus. Be your dad, but I'm her daddy.
Oh, that's way too far, Dad.
Wait a minute. Is that my mum's fucking butt plug?
No, we bought it ourselves.
Yeah. That's mummy's butt plug. Get in here, Wanda.
We went to NatWest this morning.
What's going on, Daddy? I'm just working on tea.
Well, look what they're working on.
Oh, my God.
Good God. Goodness gracious. That's a reliable brand.
Really?
They got an eye for value. Yeah, we'll give them that.
Do you mind if we shut the door, please? Because
you can shut the door with us bloody in the room.
Oh, no, I need a fart. Oh.
aim it that way, please.
Oh, no.
Three.
Thank Jesus, he took my eye out.
I'm sorry, Wanda. It was a thing.
Oh,
it's shit on it.
Oh, pink eye as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, bloody hell. Let's get you to a bloody hospital.
And let's get you shagged.
This'll be talk of the dentist all fucking week.
We'll tell our kids about this one day.
Yeah, not in that at all.
You're not gonna have kids if you keep using that fucking thing.
Technically, if that's
birthday.
In the butt, Max, then it leaves the vagina free.
Exactly. There might be a hole.
Yes.
There's a hole in your thinking, boy. Stick him up plugging that lad.
You're adopted. I've never had sex. I don't know what it is.
You dread to think what happens on that kid's birthday. Where they give him a little box and go, there's a story behind this. this is great grandma.
Smells like Nana shit.
So there you go.
Cheers. Thanks.
There you go, Ryan. I hope that helps.
Talk to your parents.
Or don't.
Or don't, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just.
It's either never speak to them again or
speak to them always.
Yeah.
Give that fucking plug a wash, for God's sake.
Yeah. Have we been going for a while? Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
We'll go for the final question then. It's the final question. Final question is, what is the most you've laughed at something?
It's a YouTube video called Most Farted, and it's just
again with the fart humour.
Yeah, whatchamacallit. It's most haunted, but whenever anything happens and they go, oh blimey, do you know, I'd be like, and then there's Derek Akore going like, come on, show us your anger. He's like, he's like, thank you. I was watching it with my dad. I was drinking a latte, and then I was halfway down my latte. Derek Akora, come on,
boys will be boys.
I spat the latte all over my dad, and my dad goes like, but then Derek Akora's like, in the background. We both started laughing again. Good half an hour.
That is good.
Nice.
Dave.
Oh, I can't think.
We can go to Max.
Yeah. Kiss it.
The only thing I can think of is a scene.
Go on, what did I do this time? Bloody hell.
A scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he pulls out a massive coin behind her ear.
Yeah.
As a kid, it just had me crying, yeah. I literally don't know why.
That's mad.
Yeah, I think I was like tired. I'd been sick that day.
Oh.
I watched that bit and I was just,
this will make you better, son.
This will be you one day.
Watch Steve come around try and get a nut. That's my paracetamol.
Just, you know what, at the end of the day, the thing that makes me laugh the most is good comedy.
Yeah.
No.
On the phone to you, you sometimes get into a character and go so far with it and just keep going. And yeah, there'd be times where I'd have to go to the bathroom because I'd be holding my penis before, like, not in that way.
So they'll
be about to piss.
Today, hang on, I can't get reception.
Today, Stephen, I'm Claire from Babe Station. Yes, I do. Massive ones.
Why are you doing those eyes?
That's worked. Not worked. Fucking
great conversation.
That worked. And then I think with my sister, when we see people falling over, we've cried laughing at that. Yeah. Stuff like that.
There was one that had me weeping. I keep saying that. We were doing an essay overnight at the library for uni, and we went down a rabbit hole of YouTube videos, and it's the ones where it'll be a kid on an airbed. And there's a thing that you can do where if you sort of jump on the airbed on one side, they'll bounce
fly
up quite
fly
high.
Up,
basically, they jump on the airbed too much and the kid just goes flying across the room. And it's so funny. It's awful, but it's so fucking funny. Oh, God.
See, I think mine is when I was with James, we was at that Frank Spotsnitz thing, and we was just like, everyone was taking it really seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke about it before, but me and James were just in tears. Like, it was funny because everyone else was taking it so seriously, and if like we were making so much noise, like laughing wise, it just had me in tears. Yeah. I was crying, and my dad, out of nowhere for some reason, he'll just go, I was like, what? Oh. And when he does that, he just do it like you're watching a film.
Every time he does it, a family heirloom goes missing.
So you just do these noises and you won't expect them.
Yeah.
You'll just walk out the toilet. And every time he does them, they have me bawling.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful father and son stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
It is.
Anyway, I've been joined by David Rees.
Oh, that's me.
Yay.
you wacky boy.
Well done, mate.
Only
well done.
Me.
Max Smith.
Hey, well done, mate.
I didn't introduce Joe at the start.
Who gives a shit?
I didn't realise it was Joe.
Oh, that haircut, mate. Yeah. Oh, Joe. Don't read the comments. And Cameron Green.
Cameron
Green. Green bean.
Red Sox.
Ooh. Boston.
Ciao.
Anyway, stay safe. Stay humble.
Ciao.
See ya.
Ciao.